when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
In Verona, my late cousin Romeo was three times as stupid as my Dromio. For he fell in love and then he died of it. Poor half-wit. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
This must be love for I don't feel so well. These sobs, these sorrows, these sighs. This must be love, here comes that dizzy smell. My head is up in the skies. Just now my heart stood still, it missed a beat.
Well, if you're going to ask anyone to jump an octave, you would ask Jack Cassidy. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the March Madness Hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, if you've listened to this show over the course of our 7 years, there's a good chance you would have heard Jack Cassidy at some time or another. He was one of my favorite personalities. I don't think I really got to see him much on stage. But for me, he embodied everything that made Broadway exciting in the post-war eras. He had panache to spare. He had an amazing voice. He was a big show-off, a big prankster, and frankly, a huge pain in the ass, which is one of the reasons why he may not have achieved the mainstream success that he absolutely deserved. But today, we're going to devote a whole hour to Jack Cassidy. I think a well-deserved one. Well, Jack Cassidy was a local. He was born in Richmond Hill in 1927. That's on the other side of the East River. And he was a Broadway baby. I mean, he was a chorus boy from the age of, I think, 17 or 18. He did a bunch of Cole Porter shows, Something for the Boys, Around the World, and eventually sort of worked his way up. But where he really made his mark in the early 1950s was in the Columbia Recording Studio. And a couple of weeks ago, we did a show about great studio recordings. And he was the go-to guy at Columbia when Goddard Lieberson was recording all these old scores that never got recorded the first time around. It was Jack Cassidy they called up, and as well they should. So here he is with Joan Roberts. Last weekend, I got Jan Clayton and Joan Roberts mixed up. I'm so ashamed. So we're going to hear some Joan Roberts and Jack Cassidy from the great Jerome Kern score to Roberta.
Before
I met you, no one attracted me. No love thoughts worried or distracted me. My disposition kept exempting me. Until you started in preempting me. And all this while you've really been tempting me. Maybe you can tell me what we ought to do. Now that you got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me or is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till we're wrecked.
Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a case of fall and glad you fell? Kiss and never tell, folly and farewell. Which is it gonna be, love or gin? Wife or sin? Let's begin.
Now that you got me going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me?
Sure, it's up to you. What kind of game is this we've begun?
Was it done just for fun?
We have necked till we're wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect?
Now that you got me going, what you gonna do?
Is it up to me?
Sure, it's up to you. What kind of game is this we've begun?
Was it done just for fun?
I suspect you'd be wrecked if I answered you quite direct.
Is this to be a case of falling glad you fell? Kiss and never tell,
folly and farewell.
Which is it gonna be?
Don't like gin, don't like sin. Let's begin.
And what better way to begin our broadcast of Jack Cassidy, our special tribute today? Well, as I said, Jack Cassidy worked his way up, and eventually he got that big break in a 1954 show by Harold Rome called Wish You Were Here. And here he is to sing the title song. It's about a bunch of kids, not kids, but young people in their early 20s at a summer camp, sort of meeting and mating, I guess you might say. The song became a big hit. I'll talk a little bit about it afterwards, but here is Jack Cassidy to sing the title song to Wish You Were Here.
They're not making the skies as blue this year. Wish you were here. As blue as they used to when you were near. Wish you were here. And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year. Wish you were here. And why did the birds change their song this year? Wish you were here. They're not shining the stars as bright. They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Wish you were here. Where is the wonder as each day would start that sang with the dawn, ran away with my heart. Where is it gone?
Where is it gone?
Then I'm making the skies as blue this year.
Wish you were here. Wish you were here.
And the mornings don't seem as new, brand new as they did with you.
Wish you were here.
Oh,
wish you were here.
Wish you were here.
Someone's painting the leaves all wrong this year.
Wish you were here.
Why do the birds change their song this year?
Wish you were here, then I'm shining the stars as bright.
They've stolen the joy from the night. Wish you were here, wish you were here.
Well, listeners, I'm glad you're here today to celebrate an hour with Jack Cassidy. And, of course, our show comes to you courtesy of the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Trust. Well, that song was a big hit, but not for Jack Cassidy. It was a huge chart topper for Eddie Fisher. So you could look at Cassidy's career in many ways as a sequence of missed opportunities. But again, in the 50s, he went back into the studio at Columbia and recorded the score to Brigadoon, Lerner and Lowe's Titanic score to Brigadoon. Who needs Brigadoon? Well, the RCA recording from the 40s was not particularly good. So this was a chance almost a decade later to really expand sonically and in terms of the breadth of the score, what Brigadoon was about. And you'll hear him sing a solo, and then you'll hear his leading lady. Let's see if you can guess who it is. Here's Brigadoon.
This is hard to say, but as I wandered through the lee, I felt for just a fleeting moment that I suddenly was free of being lonely. Then I closed my eyes and saw the very reason why. I saw a man with his head bowed low. His heart had no place to go. I looked and I to myself with a sigh, there but for you go I. I saw a man walking by the sea, alone with the tide was he. I looked and I thought, as I watched him go by, there but for you, oh I. Lonely men around me, trying not to cry, till the day you found me there among them was I. I saw a man who had never known a love that was all his own. I thought as I thanked all the stars in the sky,
was all his own. I thought as I thanked for the stars in the sky.
Between making love and just being sentimental because you're tired.
And is that what I was being, sentimental because I'm tired?
I believe so. It is very agreeable.
The mist of May is in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still.
On the hill, the heather.
guess who that was? Hands up in the back. Oh, a lot of hands. That, of course, was Shirley Jones. Now, Jack Cassidy was originally married to a chorus girl named Evelyn Ward, and they had a son named, also hands in the back, David Cassidy. Exactly. And they divorced in 1955, and Jack Cassidy married Shirley Jones, who became David Cassidy's stepmother. And the two of them became not quite Stephen Eady, not quite the Lunts, not quite Joan Roberts and Alfred Drake, but their own very good duo of musical theater material. And they recorded a couple of albums. Here's a lovely song by the Gershwins, For You, For Me, Forevermore, from a studio recording, Shirley Jones, and now her husband, Jack Cassidy.
For you, for me, forevermore.
It's bound to be forevermore.
It's plain to see we found by finding each other the love we waited for.
I'm yours, you're mine, and in our hearts the happy ending starts. What a
paradise cannot refuse us, never such a happy pair.
Everybody must excuse us if we walk on air. All the shadows now will lose us. Lucky stars are everywhere.
As a happy being is what I'm foreseeing.
I'm yours. You're mine.
Out of nowhere came that feeling, knew that feeling, marriage type love.
We were dancing and your eyelash blinked on my lash, marriage type love.
We made a date, couldn't wait for my day off.
Now it's a thing with a ring.
Well, I'm your pigeon, through with roaming.
I am homing to marriage type love and you. For my day off.
And now it's a thing with a ring for the payoff.
I'm your pigeon through with roaming. I like homing, marriage type love and you. Marriage type love, marriage type love, marriage type love.
That, he's always jumping that octave, Jack Cassidy. What a show-off. Well, that's why we love him. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're spending an hour celebrating the vast charm and talent of Jack Cassidy. That was him and Shirley Jones singing a song I love from a show I love, Me and Juliet, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And this is 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, giving you the best in Broadway music all the way to Main Street. Well, Jack Cassidy's career went into a little bit of a free fall in the late 50s, early 60s. He toured in a bunch of stuff. He toured as Lancelot in Camelot. Can you imagine that? And Shirley Jones just skyrocketed. She won a Oscar Award for Academy Award for Elmer Gantry. And Jack Cassidy was back on Broadway. And here is the show that I guess was his big breakout. It's She Loves Me, score, of course, by Bach and Harnick. He won a Tony Award for it. And here's the opening number. And you'll just hear when he comes on, what can I say, the temperature just goes up. And it feels like showbiz. Good morning, good day from She Loves Me.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this beautiful day? Isn't this a beautiful morning?
Very.
Hey, seat boss, how's this?
That's a very elegant pose, but is all that elegance necessary?
And why not? I represent Marichex, don't I? We're not a butcher shop or a hardware store. We're a perfumery, and that means
We're stylish.
That's it.
With a quiet dignity.
Yes, and we get the tilt of our hats right.
That's right.
When I ride my bike, people see what Marichek's like. So I think it's very important that I look my best. Here comes Miss Ritter.
Miss Ritter.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this glorious day? Have you seen a lovelier morning?
Never.
It's too nice a day to be inside shuffling soap. I have no more energy whatsoever. Does anybody mind if I take the day off? Arpad, why aren't you old enough to take me away from all this?
I'm old enough.
Then marry me and I'll quit my job. Well, I guess you're really not quite old enough.
Here's Mr. Kodai.
Good morning.
Good day.
How are you this radiant day? What a rare, magnificent morning.
Is it?
Good morning, my dear. How are you this ravishing day? Do you know you've never looked more exquisite?
Thank you, kind sir.
What a lovely dress.
It's the same one she had on yesterday, Mr. Kodai.
Ah, Mr. Novak.
Good morning.
Good day.
Isn't that a beautiful sky? What a perfect sample of summer weather. It's too nice a day to be indoors counting out change. What a waste of holiday weather. All together, let's all run away.
Wouldn't it be something if we all took off from work?
Leaving Mr. Marichek without a single clerk.
Why not have a picnic?
I could bring my wife's preserves.
Champagne might be nice with hors d'oeuvres.
It's too nice a day
to
be stuck inside of a store. We could all be getting our faces suntan. It's so nice a day to be dozing under a tree.
and we'll all be out of a job.
If it costs that much to get suntanned,
I'll stay untanned.
Pale but solvent.
A picnic.
A picnic. Oh, well.
Come with me, Ilona. I've missed you so much. How I envy you each evening when work is through, for I have only me to be with while you have you. Without you, Ilona, how cold my lonely life has grown. Are you happy alone, Ilona?
At play, we'll never get out of here till New Year's Day. So happy New Year!
Come with me, Ilona. Come with me, Sherry. Mistletoe, I long for someone, please tell me who, like some divine divining rod, it points straight to you. Remember, Ilona, the sunny nights we knew before. Just say the word, Ilona. We'll know them once.
If
more.
It was only up to me, guess who I would hang upon my Christmas tree?
This is where I came in, amen. The fox and the chicken are a team again.
Together, Ilona, we generate a spark that's rare. Why deny that it's there, Ilona?
Smarm and Charm, that's Jack Cassidy in his Tony Best Supporting Actor Tony Award winning role, Stephen Kodai in She Loves Me. Well, you would have thought that would have rocketed Jack Cassidy to fame. He was played opposite Carol Burnett in a 1964 musical by Julie Stein and Betty Comden and Adolph Green, I Don't Love. But it cemented his, typecasting as the smarmy, good-looking, chiseled profile ham who's also an egotist. So from Fade Out, Fade In, My Fortune Is My Face, Jack Cassidy.
My fortune is my face, laughing, crying, smiling. Look upon this face, wistful, scornful and beguiling. Right profile, left profile, three quarters and full face.
perfect, every angle right. Cameraman's delight. 32 dazzling teeth, a sight divine. 32, one of them is almost mine. My fortune is my face, manly, boyish, leering, all this in one face, eager, evil, and endearing. Right profile, a face unique from any view. When this face is gone, gone is fortune too. All right, face, keep it up, keep working. There's a lot depending upon you. Whole gambling syndicate. Can't keep going on without you. Two ex-wives and all that alimony and three kids and all their teeth to be fixed. Teeth stretching for miles and miles into the horizon. Right profile, left profile, three quarters and full face. So fill it up with tax and fill it out with wax.
Jack Cassidy, his fortune is his voice as well. Well, my favorite Jack Cassidy vehicle came in 1966. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman, a show you all know I love. And here is, again, this odd anomaly. It says, a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman, starring Jack Cassidy. And people are like, Jack Cassidy playing Superman? I don't think so. Well, you'd be right. He played a very snide gossip columnist named Max Mencken, based on Walter Winchell, and boy, did Strauss and Adams write great material for him. Here's Jack Cassidy as the snide, snarling Max Mencken from Superman.
You know you're really quite a dish. You're what a guy might call delish. You've got an awful lot of class. You're packed as solid as a knish. But every time I make a pass, I get the well-known freezeroo. What's the bit, kid? I admit, kid, I can't figure you. You're the woman for the man who has everything. Let me show you how to live. Girls who get are girls who give. You're the woman for the man who has everything. I'm a man who has everything, everything but you. Lois, you're fighting it, but you can't deny it. The old chemistry's getting to you.
Hubba hubba.
At every opening night, I'm there. Headwaiters know me everywhere. Of course, it's freebies all the way. A check for me, they wouldn't dare. A chick is seen with me today. Tomorrow, Zanuck starts to call. So relax, kid. This is Max, kid. Don't give me a stall. You're the woman for the man who has everything. You're the type that I adore. So I fight it anymore. You're the woman for the man who has everything. I'm a man who has everything. Share it all with me.
You ever know I used to be a hoofer before I started writing a column?
You kill vaudeville, Max. Can't you leave journalism alone?
Yeah.
Break a leg, kid.
Sorry, never do requests. I've got a color TV set that isn't on the market yet. I've got a hideaway in Quark. It has a view you won't forget. You have a drink and watch the fog. I have a chef who cooks the end. Let's drive out sweets. I've no doubt sweets. You and I will blend. You're the woman for the man who has everything. Why not give old Max a try? He's a pretty decent guy. You're the woman for the man who has everything. And for the man who has everything, only the best will do. So why can't I have you? Yeah. My heart's pounding with the power now before me.
Keep rough. I'm beginning to see, Prof.
My soul quivers with the glory now in view.
Help, Prof. It's beginning to gel. We'll cut this town up like a great big cake, Prof. Shake, Prof. Well, it's me and you.
You've got what I need, baby. You've got it and how. You've got what I need, baby. Together we can scale the heights, and I mean right now. You've got what it takes, sweetie, all the way from A to Z. You've got what I need, baby, 'cause from now on, baby, you've got me.
You're a thoroughly immoral person, Max. I like you.
Why, thanks, Professor. It's mutual. We're gonna make some team, Prof.
Call me Abner.
Abner, I love that name. You're loaded with class, baby.
The creme de la creme. Let's step on the gas, baby.
Oh, Abner, you're a million laughs.
Max, you're a gem.
You got it in spades. Lovey, you're a pound of ballyhoo.
I got what I need, baby, 'cause from now on, baby, I've got you.
Yeah, you've got it upstairs, baby, the best in the house.
You're tops in my book. Cooking!
Hit it, Abner! You're Mickey Mouse!
Woo!
Here comes the new team. Mister, we'll be great, just wait and see.
You've got what I need, baby, 'cause from now on, baby, don't mean maybe. Now on, baby.
I just think being in a theater with Jack Cassidy must have been the most fun thing in the world. That, of course, is a double number from Superman. Well, he had one last big Broadway musical, and boy, did it stink. It was called Maggie Flynn, and he was, again, billed second to Shirley Jones, who sort of outshone him one more time. Terrible musical about clowns in the Civil War and an orphanage and just utter junk. But we got to give a little Jack Cassidy. So here he is from Maggie Flynn.
There's plenty of time to worry tomorrow. Today
learn how to laugh. Continue your climb to fortune tomorrow. Today, learn how to follow me, follow me to a wonderland of fun and fantasy. Life can be a charade, like a circus on parade. The grit and the grime can wait for tomorrow. There's plenty of time to worry tomorrow. Today, learn how to laugh.
I'm a very good friend of an acrobat who's the confidant of a jungle cat who's licking the chops for the fat man in the circus.
The circus!
I'm a favorite son of Mother Earth who's in a spin since she gave birth to the wonderful world of fun and mirth. The circus!
The circus!
Follow me, follow me to a wonderland of fun and fantasy.
Life can be a charade, like a circus on parade. The grit and the grind can wait for tomorrow. There's plenty of time to worry tomorrow.
That was Jack Cassidy's last Broadway musical. He then segued in the 70s into a pretty successful career in television. He was a villain three times on Columbo. Columbo, I think he was Michael Riedel's favorite TV villain on Columbo. Did a lot of that Match Game and Password and tried so hard to become a movie star. It never really worked out for him. He played John Barrymore in a terrible movie about W.C. Fields called W.C. Fields and Me. And I suppose, had he lived a little longer, he would have been the absolute supreme Oscar Jaffe in On the 20th Century. But he had definitely crossed a lot of people by then, so I don't think that was necessarily possible. Here is the last recording I know of Jack Cassidy performing live. It's from the Sondheim Musical Tribute from 1974. And he's singing a song, one of the greatest songs Sondheim ever wrote, from a musical called Saturday Night, which he was supposed to star in 1954. Never happened. Anyway, so many people, Jack Cassidy and Susan Browning.
I said the man for me must have a castle.
What can they do?
They'll never know love like my love for you. So many people laugh at what they don't know. Well, that's their concern. If just a few, say half a million or so, could see us, they'd learn. So many people in the world don't know what they've missed. They'd never believe such joy could exist. And if they tell us it's a thing we'll outgrow, they're jealous as they can be. That with so many people in the world, you love me.
So many people in the world, and what can they do?
That was Jack Cassidy from the Sondheim Musical Tribute, 1974, I think. And that's the last time Jack Cassidy performed on a stage. Again, you can't just help but wonder all the great roles he might have played. I mentioned Oscar Jaffe in On the 20th Century, but he would have been great in Kismet. He would have been great in any number of shows. He went a little off the edge, I have to say, in the 1970s out in Hollywood. He drank and caroused and I guess tried to be a little bit more like John Barrymore than was absolutely necessary. But for that bandwidth of the 50s and 60s into the 70s, he was that the guy who could do that kind of thing. I mean, there are some people now like Doug Sills or Chris Siebert who are very good at it, but Jack Cassidy was really the best. And every time you hear him, you hear his mischievous quality. He was an astonishing practical joker. I can't even repeat the jokes that he used to do. Definitely was a showbiz guy. And I hope you enjoyed listening to him. As I said, every time he comes on the radio or a cast recording, it brightens my day. So, Jack Cassidy, I think I speak for all of us when I say it's been grand knowing you and wonderful opportunity to spend an hour with your fantastic voice and charm. God bless you, Jack Cassidy.
It's been grand knowing you, grand knowing you, grand being your friend. You've been kind, loyal, and so generous, right down to the end. Please don't grieve watching me leave. That would be much too painful.
able to stand. It's been fun, now I must run, but it's been grand, perfectly grand. Ilona, farewell, Sherry, be brave,
chin up.
It's been sublime, you mustn't waste a precious moment over me. You don't have time. Just remember when you're lonely or blue, there's a hollow in my pillow for you. And Sipos, what can I say? Ah, Sipos, no tears, be gay, you know. Old friend, I'm in your debt. I owe you more than I can possibly repay. I won't forget. Give your wife a little kiss from Kodai. I never met her, but I will by and by. Oh, I hate leaving you, hate leaving your warm, intimate club. It's a small pleasure, but I'll treasure each warm, intimate snub. It's been grand, let me say, and let me say au revoir, not goodbye. For it's grand knowing you'll all be working for your friend. Conan!
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.